Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I don't watch very much CNN, but whenever they make news like this, it just makes me say, huh. By the way, we still have not heard from CNN or the company Newsmax, who owns them, when it comes to Jeffrey Toobin, their lawyer, their legal analyst. We have, Jeffrey Toobin lost his job as a writer with The New Yorker because of what he did on a Zoom meeting phone call a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it on the show. He didn't realize that his laptop's camera was still on. And while his camera was still on and up in the Zoom video meeting, which a lot of people are doing ever since coronavirus, you can have meetings just from your own home, just in front of your cell phone camera or your laptop camera, and then the different boxes of all the different people that are in the meeting, they pop up on Zoom. Toobin thought that the Zoom meeting was over, but his camera was still on, and he pulled down his pants, whipped it out, then he started pleasuring himself. Gah, 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 gah. But there were still some other New Yorker employees that were in the boxes on the computer screen, and they were watching Jeffrey Toobin. And after that happened, like I just mentioned, he was fired from the New Yorker, but CNN said, well, we're not firing him. He's taking a little bit of time off. To which I said, on this show, we talked about this a couple of times. I said, how could he show up on anything CNN's doing without me and many other people just thinking about him whipping it out and pleasuring himself? That's all I'm going to think of, unfortunately, when I see Jeffrey Toobin, is him messing with his Toobin. But they still have not fired him yet. I still say they're going to fire him. There's no way he can show up on anything CNN's doing. I know he's their legal analyst, but I know all I'm going to think of is, hey, look who's back, Jeffrey Toobin. Are his pants on? Where's his other hand right now? What's he doing? So, but we still haven't heard from CNN yet when it comes to Toobin. But you heard it here first. I think he's finished. Yeah, I can't imagine him showing up on camera on CNN ever again. I just can't. And so that was a couple of weeks ago. Well, did you see what happened to another CNN personality on Wednesday night? CNN's chief climate change correspondent. He's their big climate correspondent. His name is Bill Weir. He just got slammed as sexist and misogynistic for a tweet he made about Republican Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler's marriage. By the way, she's one of the senators in Georgia who is in a very, very important runoff coming up for the control of the United States Senate. Who's going to are Republicans going to retain control, or are Democrats going to flip the Senate like they flipped the presidency? There's two Senate runoffs coming up in Georgia, very important, and one of the women running, she's their current senator, Republican Kelly Loeffler. Isn't it something how these people always just happen to rip? The people on television, they just happen to rip politicians in one party. Now, she, like I said, she's battling to keep her seat in the United States Senate in a special election race. But she is a very successful woman. She was appointed to her current Senate seat by the governor of Georgia, Johnny Isaacson. The governor of Georgia appointed her to fill the vacant Senate seat of Johnny Isaacson, Senator Johnny Isaacson, who retired at the end of last year. So she was just picked by the governor of Georgia to fill his Senate seat. She wasn't elected. And evidently, I don't know why the climate change correspondent would care about that. But he tweeted on Wednesday night something that has been called amazingly sexist. And it's also been called misogynistic. He tweeted, this is Bill Ware, the climate expert at CNN. Good news, Georgia. If you live out, because she said, she tweeted when she was talking about her gig, she said, I have lived the American dream. I went from the farm to the Fortune 500. I want Georgians to have the same freedom and opportunities I had. And it won't be possible if we go down the road to socialism. We must hold the line and protect the American dream. And she's talking about, hey, vote for me for governor here in Georgia. But her first line I lived the American dream. I went from the farm to the Fortune 500. To which Bill Weir, the climate expert at CNN, responded via the tweet, good news, Georgia. If you live on a farm, you now qualify to marry the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Because her husband.
Right.
that's who her husband is. So he made it sound like she only got that job because of who her husband is. Her husband is a guy named Jeffrey Sprecher. He is a former Intercontinental Exchange executive. And he was the former CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange. They call themselves ICE, too, although it's a different ICE than our Border Patrol. She, the governor, the senator, one of the senators from Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, she worked, like I said, she's a former Intercontinental Exchange executive who was married to the CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange. So basically, the climate change expert on CNN was ripping her, saying, look, I guess you could sleep your way to the top, too, if you marry somebody like that. He was responding to her tweet.
We have friends like that we know personally. Like sometimes we don't understand how hard is it for people to go through their Twitter feed, go through their Facebook feed without having to comment or say anything. you and I, you know, we are active on Facebook, and we see comments and stuff that we disagree with all the time, but it's nothing for us to just keep on scrolling. We might laugh about it amongst ourselves, but they got some people, every time they see something they disagree with, or see something that somebody tweeted, they have to respond and put their opinion in and put their two cents in. And that's what gets them in trouble. Well, we've seen it with the MyPillow guy. He couldn't, you know, he made a little tweet about Kamala Harris. It's like, why couldn't he just keep that to himself? We, you know, why is it so hard for people to just keep their opinions off of social media and just keep it to themselves?
Well, as soon as he tweeted that, Coleman, the tweets started coming in. Are you serious with this take? Are you actually suggesting that her success just came from marriage? Because it sounds like you should read a bit more. Someone said that. Well, this is amazingly sexist, but if it's channeled towards a conservative, I guess that's okay. Donald Trump Jr. said that. Kelly Loeffler is significantly more accomplished than Bill Weir by a factor of about $1 billion with or without marriage, but demean her success story anyway. That's what CNN does. Somebody else said, men who can't stand seeing a woman that's more successful than they are the worst. And many people took to Twitter and social media to just rip the climate analyst, the climate change expert at CNN, Bill Weir, for his sexist and misogynistic tweet about Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler and her marriage.
And that's another thing about Twitter. You don't have to follow people you don't like. Then you don't see their tweets. Why follow people you don't even agree with or don't like anyway? Just, you know, you don't have to. It's an option.
So we'll see. CNN still hasn't said anything about him. Well, it's been weeks. They haven't said anything about their legal analyst, Jeffrey. Let's play with my Tubin. And now they have their climate change expert, Bill Weir, who's taken all kinds of heat. So there's two of their quote-unquote experts on CNN that are under the gun this morning. And it's something what social media can do to some people. They just can't, like you said, Coleman, they just can't seem to help themselves, and they push send. And it's ended a lot of careers, and it's changed and messed up a lot of people's lives. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. That song, Don't Fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult, always been a classic. But for many people, that song has a different title. They call that song More Cowbell. Gotta have it. And have More Cowbell. One of the funnier Saturday Night Live skits in that show's history. So Yesterday, the New Orleans Police Department warned people of a catastrophic staffing crisis that they have due to the furloughs, as the city of New Orleans is broke. You know, I lived here almost 13 years. They're never stealth, the city of New Orleans. They're never saying, wow, we got tons of money here in the city of New Orleans. They always complain that they're broke, that they're short on money as a city. Well, now, because of coronavirus, it's worse than it's ever been. They're broker than broke. And so they're forcing a bunch of people that work for the city, including police officers and firefighters, to furlough, meaning they have to take some days off and not get paid because the city doesn't have the money to pay them. And yesterday, the New Orleans Police Department warned of catastrophic staffing crisis due to the furloughs. And our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTaxia Cantrell, she disagrees. The police department says reducing the New Orleans Police Department staffing by two complete districts is unlikely to reverse or even arrest this trend, the police union said. We should expect it to worsen. Now, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you have heard me say, because I've said it several times, for about the last decade, the New Orleans Police Department has been about 300 to 500 police officers short. The consent decree came down, and this is a very, very undermanned and overworked police department in a city that is filled with crime, a lot of it violent crime, in a city where people get shot every day. So the fact that I live in a city where people get shot every day, and we've been 300 to 500 police officers short in my city for about a decade, and now we're going to be even shorter because of coronavirus furloughs that have been imposed on the New Orleans Police Department and Fire Department, by the way. They use the word catastrophic. This sucks.
Those two could be interchangeable.
And Coleman, two days ago, there was a fire in Central City, which is the most dangerous neighborhood in New Orleans. And the fire that was in Central City killed one person, and it left several people homeless because it burnt down one house, it burnt down a house next door. And the New Orleans Fire Department, it took them 6 minutes to get there when they first got the call. And they are saying because they were furloughed, because they have some people that weren't working because of furloughs by City Hall, that's why they were 6 minutes. That's why it took them 6 minutes. The fire station that was closest to that fire, they could have been there within 2 minutes, but they are saying that fire station was temporarily shut down because of the furlough.
Yeah, that does suck.
Because they were furloughed. So we've just seen someone lose their life because City Hall is furloughing policemen and firemen.
You think the people that lost their homes have a case against the city since the city shut down one of the fire departments? And it's kind of like if that fire department had not been closed, our house could have been saved. Do you think they have a case against the city?
It's tough to fight City Hall, Coleman. And because the city would just say, in, once they got to court, they would just say, because of coronavirus, so much has been shut down. We are not receiving the tax money from businesses and people that we normally receive it from. We're not getting the money that we normally get. We are broke as a city, so we were forced to furlough. We can't pay them. We can't afford them. We were forced to furlough some firemen. But now we have this going on with the New Orleans Police Department and the New Orleans Fire Department. And as someone who lives here, this totally sucks. And the irony of this is that, the reason why the city is doing this and doesn't have the money because of coronavirus, so much has been shut down, they're just not getting their money that they normally get from businesses paying taxes because they can't pay them because they're shut down. And the ironic part about that is we have a mayor who hasn't paid her federal income taxes in a decade, her or her husband. They owe the IRS over $100,000. And now she's seeing what happens when you don't get the tax money that you're supposed to get.
Well, you know, the conspiracy theory is that she is purposely keeping everything in a certain phase so she can get more federal money to New Orleans. This text just came out of nowhere. If they would make marijuana legal, we wouldn't have to worry about not having any money.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Texter. Although, if we did make marijuana legal, the state of Louisiana would have a lot more money than it has the city of New Orleans because of that. Would have
smoke
a lot more
weed every day.
Money than it has. I'm with you, Texter. And we enjoy it when you text the show. If we're talking about something that you have a comment on, text us at 260-9595. Just please don't text while you're driving and keep your text short.
So, John, where do you see the future of New Orleans? Like, I'm quite sure we already short staff on police officers. Right now, crime is kind of rampant, especially with carjackings and things of the nature. And also, cops are also demoralized because of all that defund the police that happened during the summertime. So it's like, right now, do cops even want to be cops themselves? Or what's the incentive to be a police officer in this day and age? Like, what makes you want to do it other than your love for safety and duty? What makes you want to stay a police officer?
I know some New Orleans cops, and I'm Facebook friends with a bunch of New Orleans cops as well. And the morale isn't great. I mean, they do the best job that they can. Even before all of this, quote unquote, catastrophic staffing crisis that the New Orleans police just warned us about yesterday, even before coronavirus caused this, for the last decade, not only hasn't the mayor paid her federal income tax, but we've been 300 to 500 cops short of a full police force in a city where there's a lot of violent crime, in a city where people get shot every day.
Exactly.
And there's not very many cities like that on the planet, let alone in the country, where you could say people get shot every day. That happens here in New Orleans. And for the last decade, we've been 300 to 500 cops short. That is not fair to the people who live here like me. And I've said on this show, I'm passionate about this city. I love my city. This is my hometown now for almost 13 years, and the good outweighs the bad. But this is some of the bad right here that is, holy Jesus. We desperately need some help. We desperately need a mayor who can give this city a full police force. Our last mayor couldn't do it, Mitch Half Moon Landrieu. And our current mayor, I don't expect much out of her to be able to do anything except for shut things down. There's no way that she's going to be able to give this city the police department it deserves. There's no way she's going to be able to give the New Orleans police officers, who are cops right now, the fully staffed police department that they deserve. I mean, 300 to 500 cops short. That's immense.
Todd C. says, why don't politicians in the India box take a pay cut? That way they could pay their police and firemen. No one needs politicians. I kind of like that idea.
I like the way you think, Todd. Thanks for the text. And so, yesterday the New Orleans police make that statement using the word catastrophic. And when I saw that, I said, Jesus, this is where I live. This is my police are warning us of catastrophic staffing crisis because of the furloughs, because the city is broke. It doesn't have money to pay for it doesn't even have money to pay for the understaffed, undermanned, shorthanded New Orleans Police Department that we've had for the last decade. It doesn't even have the money to pay for an understaffed police force. And now the New Orleans Fire Department is saying the same thing. They're taking furloughs. And because of that, 2 days ago, we had a big fire here in Central City, and the closest fire station to that fire was shut down because of the furlough. And it took the fire trucks 6 minutes, an extra 4 to 5 minutes that it would normally take to get to that fire. Somebody died, and a couple of buildings burned down, and some people are homeless this morning. But I'm an optimist. At some point, I don't know when, I am hoping that this catastrophic staffing crisis is handled properly. The only question is, I don't think we have people at City Hall here, the idiot box in New Orleans, that can do this. We deserve a fully manned police force in this great city.
You have to find people that want to do it. And right now, I don't know how many people are wanting to be police officers.
But even if we had 200-300 more people that say we want to be New Orleans cops, Coleman, the city of New Orleans can't pay them.
See?
We are stuck. We are stuck with an undermanned, understaffed, overworked police force in a city where people get shot every day. Coming up on the show, yesterday, our governor here in Louisiana, John Taco Bell Edwards, boy, what a gloom and doom press conference. He doesn't want anybody getting together for Thanksgiving. And it's not just him. It's all over the country. Governors are saying this. Mayors are saying this. I wonder if the cops are going to come looking. Well, here in New Orleans, the undermanned cops, I don't think we have the numbers of the police force to go looking for people who are having too many people over for Thanksgiving. In the fear of spreading the coronavirus. Stay tuned for that report coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to a new report, robotic vacuum cleaners can be hacked to spy on their owners. I know this firsthand. My vacuum has gathered a lot of dirt. Boy, remember they were saying your microwave oven, your television, your phone? And now vacuum cleaners might be spying on us. They could be hacked to do so. Jesus!
That sucks.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and I've got an update on a story we told you about a couple of days ago on the show. If you were listening, do you remember the story about how Pope Francis, an Instagram account that was said to be Pope Francis's Instagram account, clicked like underneath a picture, a very racy picture of a Brazilian bikini model? Remember we told you about that? Well, here's the update. The Vatican launches an inquiry after Pope Francis's Instagram account likes Brazilian bikini model. The Brazilian bikini model has joked that she is going to heaven after a photograph of her in a skimpy schoolgirl outfit was liked by the official Instagram account of Pope Francis. Did you know the Pope was on Instagram? See, I'm not on Instagram. I'm just a dude. I got to be honest with you, though, Coleman. If I was an attractive woman, not only would I be on Instagram, I wouldn't be able to stop myself from taking pictures of myself, taking selfies, and just putting them out there.
No, I feel it. I feel like if I was a woman, I'd take over the world by now. I don't know what's taking women so long. They clearly can't do it anytime they feel like it because men are dumb when it comes to cleavage.
Well, when it comes to Instagram, evidently the Pope does have an official Instagram account. And much like Twitter, when famous people, really, really famous people, like the Pope is one of the most famous people on the planet. When really, really famous people have a Twitter account, they put a blue check next right to their name. I believe Instagram does something similar to really, really famous people. So evidently, that really was Pope Francis's Instagram account.
Yes, it was.
And I'm Catholic, and I have a lot of Catholic friends and Facebook friends, and some of my Catholic Facebook friends are not a fan of this Pope. This Pope is very progressive. Remember just a couple of weeks ago on the show, we talked about it, what he said about homosexuals in their civil unions. He didn't use gay marriage, but the pontiff said, hey, you got to be cool. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you got to be cool with the homosexual civil unions. And that had a lot of Catholics just freaking out. He's also snuck out of the Vatican at night to walk around the streets up there passing out rubbers. The Pope hands out rubbers, and that freaked out a lot of Catholics too because they're not big fans of contraceptives because they just, Catholics in church, in the church, they only believe in doing sex to procreate.
Dude. And all right, well, here's my thing about the whole Instagram deal. Like, they have to put on a full-on launch an investigation.
The Vatican has launched an investigation into how the papal Instagram account ended up liking the risque image of Brazilian bikini model Natalia Garabato.
I didn't know that liking a pic was a sin. See what I'm saying? Like, if the Pope liked apple pie isn't a sin, nobody would have cared. If a Pope would have liked the puppy, a picture of a puppy, nobody would have cared. But there's nothing wrong with a woman in a bikini, so why should we launch an investigation of that? Because a woman in a bikini isn't a sin either, so, you know.
Well, Vatican officials want to know how the embarrassing endorsement happened.
That wasn't embarrassing. That was cool.
Amid speculation that someone in the Holy See's communications team may have accidentally pressed the like button while browsing the model's extensive gallery of pictures, and a bunch of them are racy. They are risque. You can't have the Pope clicking like on a picture of a young model.
What's the difference between clicking a picture of a young model, a puppy dog, or a musician? It's just a picture.
You know what's interesting? You know, this is a Brazilian bikini model. That's South America, obviously. The Pope came out of South America. Mm-hmm. I believe he came out of Argentina.
So he was supporting one of his country women.
So he was scoping around South American models. But, I mean, with some of the things that this Pope has done in the past, does this really surprise you if he really did click like on this picture? I mean he sneaks out of the Vatican and hands out rubbers.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I'm not Catholic, so I
No, you're not Catholic. Yeah. You're indifferent. I'm Catholic.
So do you have a problem with the Pope liking a picture of a bikini model?
I've got a few problems, Coleman, but I don't know if I have I found this interesting, and it made me scratch my head, and now this is why, for the second time this week, because there's an update on this story, I've taken time on my radio show to discuss it, because this isn't something you usually see coming out of a Pope or coming out of the Vatican.
They have to put on a full-on investigation just because somebody double-tapped the picture. That's crazy.
And she said, quote, when this happened, at least I'm going to heaven. And she also joked, be right back on my way to the Vatican. And the day after the like went up on that picture from the Papal Instagram account. The day after, it made international news. Obviously, it was canceled. It was taken down. It was removed.
Boo.
The day after. Just real quick, do you think he did it, or do you think someone else?
I think somebody else runs his
Instagram.
I don't think the Pope has the hand strength to even hold a cell phone in his hand. Like
the whole South American connection, though. That's what makes me really wonder. If you're listening, you could text us. Do you think the Pope did this, or someone who handles the Pope's Instagram account?
And is it really wrong to do that? Is it really wrong to like a picture of a chick?
Who do you think clicked like on the Brazilian model's racy picture? 260-9595 is our text line. Keep it short, and please don't text while you're driving. If it's good, we'll read it on the show coming up. And coming up next, Governor John Taco Bell Edwards. Boy, him and so many other governors, they're not feeling the Thanksgiving spirit this year, all because of coronavirus. And police are asking, what do we have to do during Thanksgiving? Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we were just talking about how the Vatican is now investigating. They've launched an investigation to the Pope's Instagram account clicking like on the picture of an attractive Brazilian bikini model. And it made all kinds of news. And then the next day after it was liked, the like was taken down. And I was just wondering, do you think Pope Francis, the actual Pope, clicked like, or somebody the Pope's social media team did that? And, you know, I wouldn't put anything past this Pope. Like I mentioned, I mean, he sneaks out of the Vatican. He hands out rubbers. You heard the way he was talking about homosexual civil unions. We talked about that, how they should be accepted. And this Pope has a lot of Catholics scratching their heads. I'm Catholic. Coleman is indifferent. I have a lot of Catholic friends and Facebook friends, and I have some of my Catholic Facebook friends call this Pope the commie Pope. And I just asked you to text us. Do you think he actually did it on the Papel Instagram account? Did he click like under the racy picture? Or was it someone, again, who works with his social media team? And a bunch of the texts came in saying they're not thrilled about this, but at least this was a woman, and at least she was of age. That's what many of the texts are saying, right, Coleman?
Yeah, that's pretty much the majority of what the text was saying. But Dwayne was the first one to say it, so I give him the credit for it. At least he wasn't liking pics of young boys. And I'm Catholic. And that's another thing. Everybody has that modifier too. They have it in parentheses. And I'm Catholic. And I'm Catholic. So they're saying, you know, even though they disagree with this, that, and the other, they say, but I'm also Catholic.
Well, yeah. Well, it's easy for non-Catholics to just take shots at Catholics and mm-hmm. things that have happened with so many of the priests and such. But when you are a Catholic like me and you're talking about it, you should throw in the fact, oh, by the way, yeah, I'm Catholic.
So let me ask you, John, since you are Catholic, are you even allowed to disagree with the Pope? I thought like the Pope was the official emissary of God and is his words that stands. Like, aren't they supposed to just follow the word of the Pope because his whatever he says is directly divine intervention through God? Am I misunderstanding that correctly?
Well, from what I know, Coleman, you're supposed to agree with the Pope, but this Pope has done some things that a bunch of Catholics do not agree with.
Yeah, but if he's the Pope, shouldn't they just agree with it anyway because he is the Pope?
Well,
like, man,
you have to ask them.
Okay, well, that's why I asked you, because you was Catholic. But yeah.
I scratch my head at this Pope, and I wonder if it was actually his finger that clicked the like button or someone on his social media team who did that. But a day after it made all of this news, it was removed. Anyways, the Vatican has launched an inquiry. They are looking into it. The Vatican is investigating. And any latest news on that, we'll bring it to you. So yesterday afternoon, did you see any of Louisiana Governor John Taco Bell Edwards' press conference? Boy, oh boy. I mean, he had a press conference to say what a lot of governors and mayors and elected officials around America are saying, that the coronavirus numbers, as we sit here a week before Thanksgiving, now 6 days before Thanksgiving, the coronavirus numbers are out of control. They're skyrocketing all over America. And you've got governors and mayors and other elected officials telling people, hey, this Thanksgiving can't be like the Thanksgivings in the past, where you get together with a large group of people because they can't become super spreader events during coronavirus. And that's exactly what our governor, Taco Bell Edwards, said yesterday.
And I'll say it right now in case I forget later. If you're planning on a Thanksgiving that looks like previous Thanksgivings, where you bring extended family, friends around a common dinner table, you're making a mistake. It is just a mistake. And nobody's trying to punish anybody. It's unfortunate. Nobody likes large family gatherings more than I do. Even in difficult times like 2020, we have much for which to be thankful. And I believe in giving thanks. And we can still do that. And we can find new ways to be connected to our family and to celebrating with them. But we ought to love our loved ones enough to not want to expose them to the dangers of COVID.
And he's not the only governor saying that. You got the governors of New York, California, Michigan. You got the mayor of Chicago. They're all saying when it comes to Thanksgiving, only have the people you live with eat Thanksgiving dinner with you. And if you can, eat Thanksgiving dinner outside. It gets cold up north. As a matter of fact, the governor of Michigan, Coleman, she's a woman, and she has been extremely aggressive in shutting down and keeping businesses shut down and closed. She makes a lot of news for, again, her keeping things closed and shut down She's saying the same thing about Thanksgiving. Her name is Whitmer, Governor Whitmer. Well, the wife of the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, not Michigan, obviously, Matthew Stafford's wife went on a rant on social media saying, quote, I'm over living in a dictatorship we call Michigan. And there are a lot of people who feel that way. And when you look at the governors of California, New York, Michigan, the mayor of Chicago told people in Chicago, please stay home for Thanksgiving and only eat Thanksgiving with the people you normally eat meals with. They are worried sick about the spread of coronavirus overwhelming their hospitals. And if you watch any of the network news over the last week or that's all they're talking about. How there are several hospitals now that have run out of beds. They said in El Paso, Texas, they've got large refrigerated trucks that they're parking in parking lots and they're paying prison inmates $2 an hour. And it's not $2 a body, it's $2 an hour. To take dead bodies and put them in the refrigerated trucks. And they just don't want to overwhelm the hospitals with coronavirus. With these numbers aren't going to change until the vaccines come out, which won't be until the spring. There's two companies now, Pfizer and Moderna, that both have vaccines that say they work in over 95% of the people. At first, Pfizer said 90%. Their vaccine. But then when Moderna this week said 95% success rate with their vaccine, Pfizer just came back and said, oh, ours is over 95% too.
Do you think the governors are really concerned about the spread of coronavirus, or they just have to say that? Because we've seen plenty of examples that these politicians, they say what they say in public, but in their private life, they break all the same rules that they tell us that we have to abide by. They still have parties at their mansions. They still go out and get their hair done. They still go out without masks and hang out at bars. So they still do the same things that they tell us not to do. But when they get in the press conference, they're like, hey, don't do this. And I guarantee you, a lot of these governors who say we shouldn't have Thanksgiving dinner are going to have Thanksgiving dinner inside their house with their family.
Well, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, we talked about it the other day on the show. Last weekend, he was at some party with a lot of rich people. And there were pictures taken. And inside that party, not only he wasn't wearing a mask, hardly anybody was. There was no social distancing. Yet this guy is telling everybody, California's on the verge of shutting down again. And everybody should be wearing masks. Everybody should be social distancing. And then you see him at a party inside close with a bunch of people. He's not doing any of that.
Exactly.
It's got people pissed off.
Exactly my point. So, I mean, I take everything they say in the press conference with a grain of salt, you know, but whatever. A lot of people are in a mindset that all we have to do is obey them. That's where we're at now. To me, it seems like the majority of the people aren't trying to fight the virus. They're trying to fight the government restrictions. So when they wear the mask, they're not doing it because they want to protect themselves from the virus. They're doing it because they want to show the politician, look, we're doing what you say. Can you open the economy back up? So it's more like we're fighting the restrictions than we are the virus.
And you would think that many of us have no choice to do what they say. Here in New Orleans, you can't go in any building without a mask. You can't go in any store. You can't go in any restaurant. You can't go into anywhere without a mask. Our tax cheat of a mayor even gave the undermanned New Orleans Police Department the right to write tickets up to $500 if they see people walking down the street without masks.
You see that meme on Facebook is a couple of police officers knocking at somebody's front door and say, hey, are you having Thanksgiving dinner in there? And they're like, no, this is a peaceful protest.
Yeah, that's what you should call it. Maybe you won't get in trouble. And there are some funny videos and funny memes online on social media when it comes to this. In the state of Oregon, they just legalized small amounts of cocaine and heroin.
Oh, they're going to have a good Thanksgiving.
But in Oregon, they're telling people, do not have more than a handful of people, 5 or 6 people in your house. Do not. For Thanksgiving, do not be eating Thanksgiving dinner inside a home where you don't normally eat with people. And if you're going to eat Thanksgiving dinner, eat it outside. This is in a state where cocaine and heroin were just made legal. Small amounts.
I'm on meth.
Small amounts. And as a matter of fact, in Oregon, I believe plastic straws are against the law. Yeah. So what are they going to use? Well, I guess they'd have to use, they have to use dollar bills to do their cocaine. That's legal. But plastic straws are illegal, and having more than four or five people over your house for Thanksgiving, even if they're family members, illegal.
And just to clarify, look, I'm not against people wearing masks if they want to. I'm not against people staying safe and social distancing and taking precautions. I do believe that the virus is real. I just don't like the government mandates and how they're forcing us to live a certain way instead of letting us take responsibilities for ourselves and let us, whether we want to decide or not, take these sort of risks. That's what I'm really against.
But it's something what the quarterback's wife of the Detroit Lions said about the governor of Michigan. She's had it, Kelly Stafford. I'm over living in a dictatorship we call Michigan. As a matter of fact, many in Michigan are comparing their governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to the president of Venezuela, which has just gone all socialist, and people are moving out. They don't have any food. They don't have any money. Many Michigan residents are comparing their governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Whitmer is angry about that. Maduro is furious about that comparison.
Well, does the Michigan governor pay her taxes?
Yes, that she does. She's not like the mayor of New Orleans. So what did you think of our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards' Thanksgiving warning to us yesterday that we live in the state of Louisiana? He's telling us we can't have Thanksgiving like we normally have them. We should only eat with people we normally eat with. And if we can, eat outside. And make sure you wear masks and social distance during Thanksgiving. Text us. 260-9595. There are still people planning on traveling for Thanksgiving. Are you traveling? Are you going? How far are you going? Are you driving travel? Or are you flying travel? Are you going to be around your family like you normally are? Your extended family like you normally are? Or are you going to listen to Governor John Taco Bell Edwards and only eat Thanksgiving with the people you normally eat with and keep it small? Text us. What are your Thanksgiving plans 6 days from now? 260-9595. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next. And please don't text while you're driving. It's something how the governors and a bunch of mayors and political higher-ups are telling us how we should have Thanksgiving. This is the Twilight Zone. And they're all doing it for one reason. Now, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I just read where in Australia, a 67-year-old naked man was arrested in a cemetery for performing a lewd act on himself with an electric toothbrush. Psychologists say everyone grieves differently. Coming up next on the show, your texts about yesterday's press conference from Louisiana Governor John Taco Bell Edwards telling us our Thanksgiving this year cannot be like Thanksgiving in the past, Thanksgivings in the past, because he doesn't want them to be super spreader events with regards to coronavirus. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about yesterday's press conference with Louisiana Governor John Taco Bell Edwards. And he was saying this coming Thanksgiving that Thanksgiving this year cannot be like Thanksgivings of the past. We cannot have lots of people together to celebrate Thanksgiving because they're afraid it will spread coronavirus. If you look at the coronavirus numbers in America, they're basically higher now than they've ever been. And they're very concerned about hospitals being overwhelmed with people. And there are governors of states, mayors of cities, a lot of elected officials who are telling people you can't do Thanksgiving like you've done it in the past. If you're going to have Thanksgiving this year, only eat your Thanksgiving meal with who you normally eat your meals with. Eat them outside if you can. They don't want to spread coronavirus. The mayor of Chicago basically told people, well, besides stop shooting each other, please do not have Thanksgiving this year like you've had it in the past. Do not have it. And so I'm asking you, what are your plans for Thanksgiving Day 6 days from now? Are you traveling? If you are you traveling by car? Are you traveling by plane? Are you hosting? Are you going to host a normal Thanksgiving get-together? Or are you listening to the Louisiana governor and the so many other governors and mayors and elected officials telling people ixnay on the Thanksgiving Day this year like you normally do because they don't want this to become a coronavirus super spreader event? We asked you to text us.
Sean says it's all BS, simply training the herd.
See, I've heard that from some people, Sean. I've heard that from some people, but why are hospitals filling up? Why, when you look around the country, I mean, I know they're testing now for coronavirus more than ever before, but why are the numbers of positive coronavirus cases going up, skyrocketing all over the country? I mean, if this is all just pure BS.
No, I don't think he means the virus is BS. I think he means the restrictions on Thanksgiving is BS. Nobody's denying that the virus is fake. Nobody's denying that the coronavirus isn't spreading. They're just denying the restrictions that are involved are probably an overreach from, you know, like they said, the cure is worse than the condition.
Well, we've been doing the restrictions for, what, 8 months now?
And the virus is still spreading. How about that? RD from Metairie says, I agree with the governor. My extended family and I can vouch for all the COVID histories. These are unusual circumstances this year. We can still FaceTime.
So have part of Thanksgiving like you have meetings at work now with people at work.
Yeah, just don't go all tubing on your Zoom meetings when you FaceTime for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have Zoom Thanksgivings and FaceTime Thanksgivings.
Mm. All right, this text says, can you please just get out of your me mentality and think about you and we? We may need to wear masks and do things differently until the COVID is under control. No one is trying to steal your rights. It's all about protecting everyone. Why are you putting such a crazy spin on this? It's not healthy. Wow, you guys have got it all so wrong, and you're going off the deep end.
What spin are we putting on it? All I'm doing, Texter, is reporting the story and telling you a few of my thoughts on it. That's what I do.
And a text also says, I love your playlist. Well, I can say that if you look at any kind of crisis or national emergency, the government does take that as an opportunity to add more restrictions and gain more power, and they never relinquish it after, you know, the crisis or the emergency is over. Like, you could take 9/11 for an example. They came up with Homeland Security and TSA, and now that it seems like terrorism isn't as big of a threat, we still have those same restrictions as if a terrorist can attack us tomorrow when you go to the airport. So every time there's a crisis, the government does implement restrictions, and every time that crisis is over, those restrictions are still in play, and that's why, you know, you have to be careful what you let the government get away with, because they never relinquish power once you give it to them.
And those restrictions usually trample on our freedoms.
Exactly.
They take away our freedoms and trample on our constitutional rights.
So it's not a spin, it's that much wrong.
Yeah, that's all we're talking about, Tex. So we're just bringing it up. Look, I know coronavirus is an issue. I watch the news. I know as we sit here 8 months in, or however long it's been, the numbers now, right now, are worse than they've ever been. New York City just closed down every public school in the largest city in America. I understand that. But the question we ask is the government's response to this, is the government's restrictions to this, are they worse for America than the actual virus itself? Look at how many people have lost so much. They've gone broke. They can't go to work. They're losing so much money because of this.
And domestic abuse, suicides, depression, all going up. Matt says, I still don't get how, even though the number the recovery rate is still 97% to 99%, yet the government is still freaking out about opposing restrictions and imposing restrictions.
And that is true. The recovery rate for people who get coronavirus, it's somewhere between 97% and 99% people who get coronavirus recover from it.
Right. So, and that's the thing that confuses me. We say that the hospitals are filling up, but most people who get it, when they get test positive, they just say, well, go home for a little while. So why are the hospitals being overrun with people if they just tell people go home anyway and just chill out for about 2 weeks in quarantine?
Well, maybe some of those people go into the hospitals, Coleman,
mm-hmm.
but some of the people that go into the hospitals are the groups who are most... who are most susceptible to this, the elderly, the people who are already sick, and the obese.
Right.
And we're seeing, I guess, those three groups of people, we're seeing them go to the hospitals as well. And what sucks about the hospitals filling up, people that have other issues like heart problems or whatever, they're dying in some places because they can't get into a hospital because they're filled because of coronavirus. They can't get an ambulance because they're filled because of coronavirus. And that totally sucks. We're seeing that happening as well.
Yeah, but to wrap it up, to put a bow on it, I don't see why we are taking so many restrictions for something that does have a 99% rate of recovery. That's why I think that what we're doing is disproportionate to the virus, the response. It's like if 99% of the people recover, why are we taking so many great measures to stop the spread of the virus, which I think we should, but I think we're overreacting.
Well, and look, I'm not saying I disagree with you, Coleman, but it's those groups of people. And
should, 1%.
Shouldn't the elderly, the already sick, and the obese, shouldn't they be watching out anyways? Don't they need to watch out anyways? This just makes them watch out, stay home more.
Yeah.
Than they usually would probably already have to be on the lookout for stuff anyways. Thank you for the texts. We appreciate it. Boy, in our last hour, we've got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it has to do with police officers and a pot-bellied pig. That's right. It has to do with cops and a pig. Also, coming up on the show, not only do we have a Texas man story, I'm sorry, not only do we have a Florida man story, we have a Florida couple story. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Tulane's football team was on ESPN last night. They were on national television. Did you see any of that? Did you see how that game ended? They were playing at Tulsa, and Tulsa tied the game on a Hail Mary right at the end of the game. And then when it went into overtime, in double overtime, the Tulane quarterback threw an interception, and the Tulsa player who intercepted it ran it all the way back for a touchdown, beating Tulane. It's something how Tulane is on national television. I mean, the whole world saw that who watched college football last night. That was on ESPN.
We had to make a good impression.
Well, I know. Now they're 500. I believe they're 5-5 this year. But they're winning some games this year. I mean, that was a just completely gut-wrenching defeat last night. They stole a defeat out of the hands of a victory. And that stunk. But at least they're winning some games. They're getting that exposure. And their quarterback is only a freshman. And even though he threw the pick six that lost the game last night, he looks like he's going to be pretty good in the future. It'd be nice to see Tulane win some football games again, because up until this new coach, Willie Fritch, came in, you didn't even know Tulane played football since Hurricane Katrina. You didn't even know they had a team. They were so bad.
That's true. Hey, that Hail Mary that they threw, was it as cool as the one in the NFL when a guy got it with three defenders? It wasn't that cool, though. He only had one defender on him.
No, it wasn't quite that cool, and you're talking about last Sunday's Arizona Cardinal win over the Buffalo Bills when Kyler Murray threw the Hail Mary, they were calling it, the quarterback of
Arizona. Yeah, I saw that replay a few times. That was amazing.
Arizona to DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, that was something. He went up over three guys and hauled that one in. Last night, it wasn't quite like that, but it was still a Hail Mary, and it was just a gut-wrenching loss for Tulane. But it's something how they're on ESPN, they're on national television, and I think the next year, I think the future looks pretty bright. So there's a Florida couple in the news. Florida couple arrested for doing sex inside of car on busy road. This happened last weekend right near Tampa. And I guess they just pulled over and it was a very busy road because lots of cars were driving by and they were able to look inside and see this Florida couple doing sex. And so they got arrested. I guess for public sex, it was, I guess, quite the peep show.
You know what? I don't think the sex was that good, because if it really was hot, steamy sex, all the windows would have been fogged up because of the condensation. But the fact that people could still see through the glass, that means the sex wasn't all that
intense. Well, slow down, Coleman. Remember, it's Florida. Uh-huh. The weather was probably warm. The windows were probably down.
Ah, yes. All right. Now I'm seeing. Okay, I was about to say. Because I've had car sex before. You can't see through once it gets hot and steamy.
39-year-old Amber Gormley and 30-year-old Sean McClelland, she's a cougar, they were arrested last Saturday after pulling over to the side of the road, U.S. Highway 19 North, and they were doing sex. According to the police report, which I've got right here, it happened in an open area location of a busy area where all drivers could see them having intercourse. You see him watching them do sex as they're driving by. I've got their mugshots and this story on our website at bayou957.com. And his mugshot, he's almost got this look on his face like, yeah, what do you want from me? Her mugshot, she's looking like Jesus, son of God.
Like, oh, no, not again.
Well, it's the double standard. You know, a couple gets arrested for doing sex in their car on the side of a busy road, a busy highway in Florida. And of course he can smile in his mugshot. Yeah, look at me, everybody. And then she's going to be like, oh dear God, it's the double standard.
But what did they expect to happen? If you're on a busy highway, you think people are just going to keep blowing past you? Because I think part of the thrill is, the adrenaline rush is, they get excited because they don't know if they're going to get caught or not. In this particular instance, they got caught. They can't be upset with that. They took the risk.
Well, he doesn't seem that upset in the mugshot. She seems a little bit more mortified, more upset. Yeah, go check out their mugshots in this story on our website at bayou957.com. But it's like if you had kids, right? and your son got in trouble for doing sex in public, and let's say these were your kids. I mean, if you're the father, you're thinking, well, it's my son. That's my boy. If it's your daughter, you're thinking, oh, Jesus, no. I didn't raise you to go in a car and pull over on the side of a busy highway and do sex. It's a appropriate double standard, isn't it?
I would say it's a double standard, but I would say it was an appropriate one. It's an inappropriate double standard, but it's a double standard nonetheless.
Well, it's the double standard where, you know, we're guys. Hey, guys being guys. You know, women do that. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not very ladylike.
That's why I believe in equality, man. Women should have the same equal treatment as men when it comes to women wanting to do sex in weird places or being a little bit promiscuous. I think they should get the same respect that men get for doing what they want to do.
Well, there's a percentage of Americans, Coleman, that believe, and I don't know the exact number, the exact percent number, but there's a segment of society that they want men and women to be treated 100% equal across the board. Here's an example. And of course the man, he confessed.
I totally did it. That was me.
He confessed to doing sex with the woman. Both have been charged with lewd or lascivious exhibition, which is a felony.
I did not know that.
Even in Florida, with all of the Florida men out there and the crazy stories we read about Florida men, and now you've got a Florida couple here, a Florida man and a Florida woman.
So they literally just lost their right to vote just because they wanted to do sex. Because felons can't vote, right?
Yeah.
So they just lost their right to participate in a civil responsibility because they couldn't hold their hormones down.
Yeah, at least wait to get to wherever they were going.
This texter said they were probably evacuating a hurricane and they couldn't hold it anymore.
Well, she, according to the police report, she was also charged, besides the felony lewd or lascivious exhibition, she was charged with possession of a synthetic cannabinoid.
Fake weed.
So she has synthetic marijuana on her. So I wonder if the synthetic marijuana makes you just want to do sex and you can't wait to get where you're going. You got to say, pull the car over on the side of the road over here. And even if it's a busy highway here in Florida, and let's just do sex.
I didn't even know that was still a thing.
Smoke weed.
I remember like a couple of years ago, that was like, I think they called it Mojo or something like that. And it was a big fake weed that you could just buy at a gas station. And a couple of years later, they just banned it all together.
Yeah. Some people freak out after they ingest synthetic.
Mm-hmm. I remember those stories too. Fun times.
But with marijuana becoming more and more legal in more and more states, and here in Louisiana, you can get it now legally through a doctor. We're still not there yet. Where it should be legal for recreational use. This is what keeping marijuana illegal does to people. It makes people go get synthetic cannabinoid and then just start getting naked in their car on the side of a busy highway and doing sex.
Stay off the drugs.
See, I think this story is another story to show people that marijuana should be legal, like it is in a bunch of states. Well, anyways, like I said, I've got their mugshots in the story on our website at bayou957.com. Check it out when you get a second. And that's not the dumbest thing I read all morning.
That's not?
No, that's coming up.
Uh-oh.
In a little less than a half an hour. Wait till you hear that. And that has to do with a pig, a literal pig, and some police officers.
So the pigs and the pigs.
Well, no, Coleman. Police officers are not that.
Oh, well.
Especially the undermanned, which we talked about earlier, the very undermanned. And now because of furloughs, the city of New Orleans doesn't have the money to pay them. The really, really, really undermanned New Orleans Police Department. No, I would never call them that. Anyways, stay tuned for that dumbest thing I read all morning coming up. And Before that, Apple is paying millions and millions of dollars over deliberately slowing down iPhones. We'll explain. Stay tuned for those reports coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So the company Apple just agreed to pay $113 million because they deliberately slowed down iPhones.
Cha-ching!
And that money is going to 34 states over its controversial previous practice of deliberately slowing down older iPhones to extend their battery life. The company will pay $113 million to settle an investigation by states, including Arizona and California, over how Apple wasn't transparent about its iPhone battery problems that led to unexpected cell phone shutdowns. And so a bunch of different states got together and sued Apple, and Apple said, okay, we will pay you $113 million.
I remember that. I thought they were being transparent. It was called throttling. What they were trying to do older iPhones a favor. They were slowing down the speed so the longer battery life for the original iPhones can last longer. I thought they were doing customers a favor when they did that, but I thought they were transparent about it, but maybe I was wrong. If Apple says, sure, why not? We'll give you the money.
Well, $113 million for the Apple company. That's I don't know how much they'll feel that. If they'll even feel that at all.
And drop in a bucket.
But I just thought that was interesting how a bunch of states sued them and they agreed to pay 34 states actually for doing that, for intentionally, purposely slowing down iPhones. But they were doing so to keep the batteries going so you could hang on to your older iPhone. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it has to do with a pig, a real-life pig, and a Texas cop. Stay tuned for that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And since today's Friday, that would mean I'm telling you the dumbest thing I read all week. Woman punches cop trying to impound her pot-belly pig.
Paya!
This happened in Texas. And this woman has a pet pig. A pet pot-belly pig.
Okay.
Some people do have pigs for pets, Coleman.
All right, I'm following you so far.
Well, a Texas woman got arrested on Monday for punching a police officer.
Paya!
Who was trying to impound her pot-belly pig.
That's where you lost me. Impound her pot-belly pig?
I guess the cop came to take her pig away.
Impound. That's just an odd word.
34-year-old Ariana Swenson was charged with assaulting a public servant over the attack. I guess the name of the town is Hooks, Texas, because she got in trouble for attacking Hooks, Texas police officer Cole Ogden, according to the police report, which I have right here. Officer Ogden and two employees with the Public Works Department were trying to corral the pig that has been the subject of multiple complaints.
Ah, okay.
And then Ariana Swenson confronted the police officer along with the two Public Works Department employees after they spotted the pig in a yard near her house. She confronts them. She was told to step back, but she refused their demands. And then when the cop got close, she closed her fist and punched the uniformed police officer in the face. You know, look, we all, people who have pets, we love our pets, right? I've got my big fat black cat. His name is El Gato Negro.
El Gato Negro.
Yes. We all love our pets. And I couldn't imagine if anybody, let alone a police officer in uniform, was trying to abduct my pet.
But El Gato Negro is not going around causing carnage. It seems like this pig was just running loose on a lamb and just doing some wild stuff to where the public works people had to come in and intervene.
Now, my cat, El Gato Negro, is a happy, fat, black cat. He purrs all the time. And if someone came to take him away, whether it was a police officer in uniform or a neighbor or somebody else, he would probably just lay down and purr. That's what he does. But in this particular case, Ariana Swenson, not happy that a uniformed police officer and two others who worked for the Public Works Department came and tried to corral her pig. She confronted the trio after they spotted the pig in the yard near her house. She was told to step back. She refused. She first pushed the public works employees, so she pushed them away, and then the uniformed cop came over to her, and she closed her fist and punched a cop in uniform in the face. Could you imagine ever punching a uniformed police officer in the face? I mean, think about that for a second. Think about that act for a second. That's how much this woman in Texas loved her pet pig.
I wonder how the pig's doing now that she's locked up.
Oh, I think she got locked up and so did the pig. I'm sure they took the pig away too. She, Ariana Swenson is being held after she was arrested. She was, I think she's bonded out since, but she was being held in jail on a $75,000 bond. That's a lot of bacon.
There's no way. I'm about to say that's a lot of money, but I'm about to say she doesn't have that kind of money offhand, but maybe she does. What do I know?
Coleman, that was her pet. And a uniformed police officer and two employees of the Public Works Department came to take her pet away because one of her neighbors, at least, if not more, complained about the pig. That's strange. They live in Texas. And I don't know exactly where in Texas the town of Hooks is, Hooks, Texas, but it doesn't sound like a metropolis. It seems like a town, Hooks, Texas, where pigs would be...
As Texas says, those pigs tear the ground up like a plow. That's why the public works people had to come over there. So apparently this pig must have was digging too deep into the public works systems. It was like causing all kind of chaos and slopping stuff.
Maybe that's what the pig was doing.
Yeah.
But you would think in a town named Hooks, Texas, that that pet pigs wouldn't be a rarity.
I'm quite sure they're not rare. Just this one was rogue. Or it was a rogue pig.
How about this woman, though, fighting for her pig?
Just keep your heifers in check. That's all you have to do, man. They wouldn't try to take your heifers away from you.
Well, she ended up getting arrested and going to jail. I just couldn't, I could never, ever imagine punching a uniformed police officer in the face. I could never, and this woman did over a pig.
So you wouldn't punch a police officer in the face if they came to take, got the nigger from you by force?
Probably not. I don't know why they would want to take my fat, friendly black cat, El Gato Negro, from me. But if they did, I couldn't see myself punching a uniformed police officer in the face and then getting arrested and spending 1 minute, let alone a night, in the Orleans Parish prison over here.
Clearly this woman loves her pig more than you love your cat, John.
Whew. Or I just fear being in the New Orleans jail.
That also.
Anyways, the woman in Texas who got arrested for punching a cop in uniform in face. And before she punched that cop in the face, she pushed down to the ground two employees of the Public Works Department in Texas. Well, she got arrested for doing that because they were trying to take her pet potbelly pig away from her. That's the dumbest thing that I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a ham sandwich. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. I just read where a man became a millionaire instantly, overnight. Why? No, he didn't play the lottery. A meteorite fell to the ground and landed on his property. A 30-year-old guy in Indonesia, his name is Joshua Hudagalung. And he's a, you know what he does for a living?
No, I don't know.
Well, what he used to do for a living? He makes coffins.
Wow.
But the other night, a meteorite, a rock from outer space fell out of the sky. It missed his house, but landed in his yard. Luckily, it missed his house. And he had to dig it out. And if you're wondering how much a meteorite will get you is worth, this was a good chunk, a good size meteorite, a good size rock from space. He instantly became a millionaire.
Cha-ching.
That's where you want a meteorite to land in your yard. Hey, it's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it now. Crank it up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.